project.
Okay.
We probably have a copy of what was submitted last year. Our intention was to widen and resurface Oakwood Road and Bluebird Road this year, and it just isn't happening. I've got absolutely no interest from vendors in doing the surfacing work because it's too small a project. I don't know how to fix that problem without more money to make a bigger project, which is what they seem to think we need to do. We're going to continue down the line using what gas tax monies we have of widening Oakwood and Bluebird. But what I'd like to ask today is that you extend me into the next budget period.
Question. You can't find a vendor to do it because the project is too small. So nobody will bid and no, give you a bid.
I cannot get a bid on it.
In that circumstance, would it be okay to do an agreement with the county and reimburse us to do that sort of thing? Just a thought.
That crossed my mind as well, but I know you guys are really
and boy, busy. I don't know what we're opening a
I don't
door.
But if they can't find a vendor, it's
all right.
I probably get you some names and some people. Because, I mean, we were talking, how big a job is this?
Well, $50,000 is what we have.
We have what now?
$50,000 is what we have to spend.
But we have a problem.
It may not be enough money.
What we have a problem is because we wouldn't, when this was first initiated, and I'm not again what you're trying to do, but you know exactly what I'm fixing to say, that they couldn't borrow or they couldn't get next year's money for large projects.
Which is why I'm asking you to.
Will you open the doors, Bob?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Okay.
Really, I think that's the only solution I have, and then be able to add another road or two if there is an allotment for next year, which is something I haven't heard any discussion of yet.
We don't.
It's tough, yes. Can you pull her microphone closer to her? Yeah, it's a.
And we don't know about that.
That's 1 o'clock. We're going to be talking about some of those things. So.
I know.
Okay. Did we approve this money when you came to September last year?
Yes, sir.
So you've been approved for the $50,000 this
year?
Yes.
My concern is that I'm not going to get it spent in 2009.
Right.
Oh, we can extend it. That money's.
That would be a wonderful
We can extend
thing.
That money's to the next, because they've been approved.
Well, I don't know if we want to say extend, but we could.
Well,
can you carry over our funds to the next budget year?
We don't carry over.
We don't
but
carry
we could
over.
Approve.
Okay.
It basically, it would be expired, and we'd have to we can't carry over. We would have to reissue if we have the program next year. The best thing would be to try to get you to spend the money this year, because next year would be year's next year.
Yeah.
And it's going to be tight.
Mm-hmm. They're not the only ones with it. With this problem.
I know.
Well, now,
you don't have enough money to do all of what you want to do. It's
never.
Can you do a portion of it just like that?
We can work the widening and prep work into our regular road work with our regular employees. It's the surfacing project that nobody seems to be very interested in.
And you're trying to get chip and seal, right, not asphalt?
I can't get chip and seal anymore, I'm told, by both APAC and Table Rock.
Well, I read something here about APAC, but Table Rock's not doing chip and seal either.
That was the story I got.
Have you went out for bid for, like, anybody that, I mean, in their tri-lakes?
There's a
lot of little guys out there.
They won't respond either?
I've made lots of phone calls and not gotten any interest at all.
When we're done, I'll give you a name of someone who'll probably give you a price.
That would be helpful.
Yeah, I know they used to work on the MoDOT crew, so they're local, so.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
That's good.
What has to happen and what goes through is a review process was what she's concerned with. Once the project is completed, then they bring us a bill and we issue the funding. The project's not going to get done this year. There'll be no review process, so that's
right.
Where her problem lies.
We're going to have to look at the budget to see, I mean, because that was one of the areas I was thinking about.
Okay, here's where I'm at with that, and you consider this. This is monies that we've already budgeted for this year. So it wouldn't be monies for 2010. It'd be monies that were 2009, monies that will be spent anyway. I mean, if she could have got a contractor, the $50,000 would have been gone anyway. This is not the only circumstance with this. When we discussed the $350 or so before, I personally would like to see some way to make this happen. If we don't do it anymore next year, because of financial constraints, that's a different deal. But the people that have turned in and then are having problems with, I know we had some the first year that we did this that had a heck of a time getting the contractors to work in because everybody was busy. That was a different story, you know, everybody was busy and we couldn't get it done.
So is your request for us to hold your funding till next year?
That would be my request.
Hold our funding just like we did the park board.
Okay.
You've got a copy of our agreement. I didn't even pull it to see if it is specific that it must be spent in 2009. I would assume that it was.
It should be. I mean, all of our stuff terminates at the end of the year because we can't carry money over.
We talked, and I don't have the agreement either, but we talked about that was...
This even says if the monies are available in 2009.
Yes, they're even available.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So... Angela, I think that we need to, we'll have a little work session on this, try to figure out. We have budget hearings later on.
1 o'clock today.
One o'clock. And I think we're going to have to talk about budgets before we can give you an honest reply on that. And I hate that's the way it is. And if we can get
if I can get some names of folks who are willing to participate in a bid process, and I can cram it in this year.
Okay.
I don't want to compromise quality just to get it done.
But let me ask you something. Is there such a thing as, do you have other projects that would be like a...
Could I substitute something else for this?
Yes, slurry seal or...
No, anything? I don't have anything ready to go.
You don't have anything? Okay. I'm just looking for avenues.
I know.
We have to talk budget before we... do this, or that's the way I feel.
That's how I feel. I gotta get a good understanding of where we're standing, because the paper posted, we need to save some money here. So that was one of the areas that we were going to talk about that was make it reduced.
Right. Well, I know what my budget looks like for next year, and it's not pretty.
Yeah.
So yours isn't any better than mine.
It's not.
Well, I appreciate your listening, and
We'll make sure we talk about that one specifically, see if we want to carry it over at 1 o'clock. Why don't you hand me that back, guys? I'll make sure that I have it here for Rick.
Okay.
So, gotcha.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay.
The only thing we have left, guys, 11:30 is the park board.
Which is me.
There you go.
Is the request that came out of the meeting the other night?
Yes, I have Rockaway's reimbursement request, and I also had Steve Dixon ran by my office about an hour ago and dropped off the electric bills for Mincy Park. And it's something that has been an ongoing issue. It's a county contract, not a park board contract. And he asked if there was any way we could clear up that situation and get the last of the 2 years that the county agreed to pay paid.
Now it's from August of last year, because they did pay.
I didn't have the figures at work with me, but I know we paid a portion of it.
That was that was to August of last year, and we paid it. But then the contract, or some, there's a well contract involved in this and that, ran in to a different time frame. And so instead of turning it in for from August to August to December, they let it run all the way through to this point. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you following all this, Jim?
This is.
I mean, you're talking about the electrical bill? Yeah. No. I mean, I don't know what the problem was last year.
They had to. First of all, they've cut their electric bill. I think it'll show that on there, that they've cut their electric bill, but trying to. But they have a well contract at the county. It doesn't have anything to do with Mincy Park.
So it's our
county,
well.
It's a county contract for with a well and the electricity. And then they have their regular electric bill that they used to operate at the park. Well, they didn't turn the lights on, I don't think, at all this last year down there because of this. The people had been coming up with the money to pay the bill. Well, they came in last August and presented a bill to the county for that time frame. We approved it and paid it.
Okay, through August of last year.
Through August of last year.
Okay.
And then this remaining monies from August of last year to this year hasn't been paid.
Okay.
And I'm the one that brought it to their attention as far as, because they made mention to me, and they mentioned it at the park board meetings, I don't know how many times, we need to get that as electric bills, but it's like everything else.
So we are always supposed to be responsible for electric bills then?
No, it was a 2-year contract that you agreed to pay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when's that contract terminate then?
I'm going to say it's already terminated.
Probably
the 2 years has already passed, I believe.
Yeah.
So are we responsible then past this?
What happened at the end of the contract period was that it was up to the county to renegotiate with the new property owner how the electricity would be handled for the park well.
Okay.
And that, I think, is what they're saying needs to happen, is that negotiation needs to happen so that somebody besides three families in Mincy are paying the electric bill.
Gotcha.
And what Steve brought me was the records for the White River billing, a member information form, and
how much are we talking?
I think the full bill is running about $30 a month, it looks like.
Okay.
And
so refresh my memory, the well is on the county property, correct?
It's a leased well on adjacent to the county property.
So it's not on county property.
But it's maintained by the county. It has a chlorination system. It would cost $30,000 for the county to have it drilled up on their property side. So they moved it to the side, did a chlorination system, and furnished a contract to the landowner for the park for 4 years is what the first deal was. Okay. They approached the county last August for the monies that were owed up in the end of this contract. We paid those, but it wasn't to the full extent of the ending of the contract.
Okay.
So they want the monies for the remainder of the time and would like to have it turned over to the county, through county billing that we would... that they wouldn't receive it and have to approach us about it is what they
Is that the renegotiation you're talking about?
Yeah.
They'd rather just take the bill directly.
It has nothing to do with the three families that have been paying the electric bill.
Right.
They're the leased property, and the person who owns that property is who needs to be approached, apparently, about the electric
bill. How long a lease do we have with the well?
I think it's just four or five years.
So we have to redo the lease and then all that.
Yeah.
So is the county park all that the well serves?
No, the well serves the citizen now. He just built a house on it. See, that's where the problem came in. That's the reason they just wanted to get rid of it and have him pay his portion with a meter or something, have him meter it. renegotiate it. See, there was no house there before.
Before it was no big deal because it was just the bill was ours, usage was ours. Now it's split usage.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we don't know if it, so we just need to get with the property owner, you're saying?
I think that'd be the first step.
Do you know who the property owner is, Danny? You want to set something up with us?
I can do that, call him and have him
come in and set something up, Nikki or Jillian?
I think that's what we need to do. It's an every month conversation whenever the Mincy group shows up, basically, into having it transferred to the county. The contract is with the county.
Right.
And so that's their portion. Now this is not counting the other meter that we take, they have pie suppers and things like that for, they've got another meter for a cook shack and a horse show arena and all that. They pay for that, even though it's a county facility. The grounds are county facilities. They pay for that out of their own pockets.
Okay.
And they have a question with that, whether that was ever right. But they do that anyway. This is with the well. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. I assume we just have a sit down with them and renegotiate. If the lease is expired anyway, we need to renegotiate this anyway.
One thing was that the park board had discussed is we didn't use anywhere near our budget monies for this year, right?
No, we're not even close yet.
Not even anywhere close to the appropriations of the funding that was available. Mincy didn't accept any appropriations for their part this year whatsoever. So that's what they were wanting to do, is pay their part of the budgeting of the money. Each part gets so much money, and everyone has agreed to do so. And so Mincy left theirs completely out of of this year's. So that's the reason they're coming to us with this now.
Okay.
Is they would like, because there's, we budgeted what, 37.5 or something, and we've just used 27.
I think when all of the obligations are in, it'll be 28 to 30.
28 to 30. So there's monies available in the budget to take care of this.
Can I ask a question about just something not related to this and park board? Did we agree, or did the park board agree to pay $1,000 to the Chad Fuqua Park?
Yes, we made that recommendation, I think, 3 months ago.
So did we ever vote on that, guys?
Mm-hmm.
That approved it today, I think.
Yes.
That was one of
the check was approved.
That's one of the bills.
Today.
And Branson Hollister and send $1,000 to Branson.
Okay. All right.
Hollister.
Because they had asked about where the money was. I think they made a phone call Friday, so maybe that's why it went to the bills.
It's in the bills today.
It's okay. In the bills.
All right.
Now the easy one. Rockaway Beach submitted their pay request. I submitted it to Nikki. Their total request is roughly $85 under what they were budgeted. So they are almost complete on their bathrooms for the pavilion. They have left to set the fixtures, but everything is in the building and ready to go.
It goes back to inspection. Sure. We approved those upon inspection, and they've done more than what they had planned on for $85 less.
Okay.
So make a motion for approval from the commission.
We're not posted
We're
yet.
We're not posted yet. So we'll post that. We'll postpone that motion for 15 more minutes.
Actually, I don't know.
Listen, don't it come under park board request?
But I'm not until 11:30.
Oh.
This is general discussion here.
And you're going to get out early for lunch is what I'm hearing.
And really, we don't even need maybe a motion because...
It's in the budget. You just need to submit it, right?
It was approved by the park board, approved by the commission, and budgeted.
Oh, yeah. This is just submitted.
So it's just going into the account.
That was submitted then.
Yeah.
All right.
So. Yep.
Well, I thought you'd knock my socks off there for just a second, the way you guys were looking.
We jumped on you. We were waiting for you to mess up. It's the first one of the year, I think. So at least that's what you say.
Well, is there anything else I can...
Do we need to appoint a park board member yet?
Oh, I sent you an email about that. I think there are two seats that are supposed to be appointed, and we didn't know whose seats they were.
We filled Joyce with Jerry.
Okay.
There's still one left, right?
Lonnie is still open.
Lonnie is still open. There are several people that are interested in that position, we have names. We could go into discussion about those names later if you wanted to. But
do you have a recommendation? Or is there a recommendation? Is that in the email? Or
we didn't know for sure if Jerry's spot filled Joyce's.
Jerry's
at last
filled
time,
Joyce's.
So
yes. What it was.
Okay.
So Lonnie's spot's in the open spot.
Wonderful.
And I have a wonderful recommendation on this. I know there's several people that have absolutely want to be on the park board. But we have one person that has been involved in the park board, and she's never been in a park board member, but she has been involved with parks ever since, and that's Darlene Cole. And Darlene comes to almost every meeting that she can muster up, even more than some park board members. So,
I don't think anyone on the board would be opposed to that.
We'd say that we don't have that posted. So.
Okay.
We can post that park board appointment.
Danny had mentioned that you had all of the reappointment dates on the boards.
We do.
Lined out.
Jillian's upstairs in the red book, and we have a board book now, and so it's all listed, everything in there, so she has them. She was actually, we actually had her pull that one today to start looking at those reappointments.
Good.
So. I think, you know, there's several people that attend that would like to be on that. I know of four names that would like to be considered. I'd like to discuss those with you.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Good deal.
Thank you very much. And if you need anything further during budget discussions, call me. I'll be at work.
Okay.
Well, I reckon we're done until 1 o'clock.
We are.
Anything else?
No, sir.
Recess.
Recess it is.
Happy budgeting.
Thank you. Yeah. We'll have a ball, I'm sure.
It will be loads and loads of...